Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast for the DC20 Unlocked series brought to you by DriveCentric. For more information or to get signed up for the next DC20 event, go to DriveCentric.com.
Let's brew!
What's going on, Car Guys and Car Gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the Car Guy.
And this is Frelin Arts, sub prime hero.
And we are Brewing Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, the DC20 Unlocked, out here inside of DriveCentric headquarters. And we're brewing with this guy right here, with the fresh lines, with the fresh babe. And man, he is here to talk about some of his social media ways. And can't wait to just brew a little bit more of the solutions that we have. We've had him live out in Vegas at the actual NADA event, which was fantastic. But this is an individual that you solutionaries out there, you salespeople out there, need to know about. But help us get the word out there. Tag a car guy.
Tag a car gal.
And share.
Share. Get this out there, folks. We need more and more people in here. I know there's people on LinkedIn. Share it on LinkedIn. If you're on YouTube, share it on YouTube. If you're watching this right now, actually, I need to go hit it live on Instagram. It's about to be live on Instagram right now. So if you see it live on Instagram through us, Car Guy Coffee, share it. If you're watching Tito, at Tito Suave on Instagram, and you're watching it there because it is going to be live there, make sure you guys share it, because sharing is caring, and that's what the whole idea is. Make sure we get this out there so people can feel inspired and feel smooth, like this Suave guy right here. So I'm excited.
Sir, Suave, the one, the only, Tito Suave. Excited to have you on the show again. It was awesome to see you out inside of Vegas having a good time. Now you're here inside of DriveCentric headquarters.
That's right.
What has it been like in just a little bit of time that you've actually been here?
It's been amazing. I've never been to Missouri before, St. Louis in general. So just the scenery, everything, the environment, and the people too. Everyone here at this event, amazing people. Everyone's been so nice to me.
Heck yeah. And what's not to love about this incredible guy right here? He brings joy in every room that he goes into. He's always encouraging people with the smile that he rocks. From head to toe, lined out, got the right fits on, got the right colors all pulled together. But brother, you're doing some great things inside of social media world. We are live on his Instagram right now, having some fun. But brother, you are pioneering a way of operating inside of automotive that is really the way forward for salespeople. You're starting to show people how important it is to have a presence out there inside a social media world. What has that done for you individually as a salesperson? And then what has it done to you for you to be able to catapult even out of the regular retail world?
So pretty much for me as a salesperson in general, it's pretty much done everything for me. I've seen more car sales. I've seen more money, more views, more opportunities, more leads versus just leads in the CRM.
Right.
Just overall, just better results in general. Posting content on social media, being yourself on there and just getting yourself out there, you never know what you can reach. So when you post content like that, especially doing something different, because comedy in a dealership isn't normal. When people think of car sales or the dealership, they don't think of laughs and fun times or nothing. They think of going in there, being standoffish and trying to get a good payment, not trying to get finessed in there. So just taking a different approach to it, being myself, showing my personality, building that rapport online off the internet before they meet me in person, just it really helps you the most.
Heck yeah. Derek Bumper jumps up in here saying, "Hey, Derek Bumper."
Yes, sir. That's Derek Stella's car. Shout out to Mr. Derek Bumper.
That dude's real. We've had him on the show in the past too, and I've seen what he's doing out there. I love what he's doing with Instagram, trying to build his followers. He's showing people how easy it is to make money if you just put some work behind everything you do. Derek, you are a leader, bro. Thank you for joining us today.
Shout out to Derek.
That's right. Derek sells cars like candy bars. The dude's a beast, bro. He's been doing it for a long time, and you know, he's a veteran himself too, so appreciate your service again, my friend, and just somebody that we consider a friend, man. Somebody's out there fighting the same fight as us. So yeah, shout out to him, man. He loves social too. He knows. He teaches people how to use social. He shows people how to engage, how to create great content and do things like that. And that's something that Tito's doing. Tito's throwing some curveballs at people. Tito's, you know what? I'm going to show you what it's really like. People are acting like at dealerships. I'm going to do it in a funny way, and I'm going to make you laugh because I'm going to take the stereotypes and show it to you in a way that makes you want to giggle and come do business with them. So I love that. And you know what? You've done it so well that you're doing different things these days.
Yeah. So pretty much nowadays, I've had a lot of different opportunities just from car sales. Like I can live stream off of TikTok, YouTube, Twitch. I have a whole fan base now, a whole community that I've built just from car sales, just from posting skits, just from being myself. And pretty much with that community, once you have a community built, they follow you. Whatever you do, they go with you. As long as you keep being yourself, being genuine to whatever it is that you do, they'll always be there. And so I'm always grateful for that. And then it's just like a lot of different opportunities. Like I'm here right now at DC 20. Never in a million years would I have thought I'd be here, just from making funny videos off the internet, sitting at my desk at work, trying to convert a lead on the phone that I haven't talked to in months. So just seeing the opportunities and things that have arisen for me is just crazy, bro. It's just,
it's,
and you never know what's going to pop up. It's a new thing every month.
That's amazing that you said that. And it's so true. How long have you been doing your videos now?
So I've been doing social media for about 2 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 years now. It's
been pretty consistent. How often do you do videos?
I try to post at least once or twice a week. And if I do not post in a week, I'll at least try to go live on TikTok or Twitch or whatever it is I do, so that my fan base can always see my face.
That's it. Because they want to make sure that you're still there. And if they don't think you're going to be there, they'll start to look somewhere else. And that's what you want to do. You want to feed your audience. They want to be fed. And they're excited to see something that's different, that's more creative, from somebody who's having fun doing it. You bring a lot of humor. Your body language and the way you do facial remarks and the way, it's great. You're great. You're a good actor. You have a good way of being able to make a face and people can read exactly what you mean by it. And that's not, we were talking about my brother earlier today, maybe yesterday, he's telling me how my brother can do that. And you're very much like that, where you can make this face everything that they mean and how hilarious it is. So it's great that you have that skill inside you. You know, what encouraged you to start pushing social media out there like that?
So pretty much what pushed me to keep going, when I first posted my first video and I saw the results from it, it was crazy, bro. I posted a video sitting at my desk at work, and then I started working a customer that came in. He didn't buy the car or whatnot.
Right.
And then after he left, I checked my phone and I was like, why do I have 99 plus notifications? Just downloaded TikTok. What is this? So I checked the video. It says 5-6 million views. So I'm like, I think I got something with this one. And I'm showing my coworker who helped me make the video. He's like, is that real? I'm like, yeah, that's real. And I refresh it and it goes to 6 million, refresh it, 7 million. I'm like, I think we just blew up at the dealership.
Yeah, you probably did. Folks, if you guys are hearing us but not seeing us, I apologize. We will get this camera back up in a second. I don't know what happened, but I think it's something about when fingers go up and then those little bubbles pop up. There's something going on with that, but we'll be right back on in a second. But just keep listening to what we have to say here. We got some, look whose face just popped up. That must be on the camera. I got to go set it up. So while we're doing that, Lou, why don't you guys keep talking?
So Derek Bumper is letting us know his rise off that must be nice sound should be studied.
So pretty much there was a viral trend on TikTok about a year and a half, 2 years ago, right after I started posting my skits. It was a sound, which is pretty much a video you can recreate. So I recreated someone's video and the sound was, it must be nice. And I just put the dealership twist on it. So pretty much the video I saw, it was somebody who works at law enforcement. He had a suspect in the back of the car. And then the suspect was like, I'm coming back home tonight. I got bond money. And then the song was like, it must be nice. And
that's all I remember that.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. So if I just take this and use this at the dealership, there's a lot of situations where it must be nice. So customer comes in with daddy's money, young kid, but his daddy got the money and whatnot. It must be nice. Or a pretty young lady walks in, her sugar daddy's right there with her. He's signing the papers, putting all the money down.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. I literally posted that video with like different situations every single day for 2 weeks straight.
Wow.
Every single day I posted it, video got 5 million plus views.
That's amazing, bro. That's huge. That's really big, folks. And it's just from, and you said something while we were at the end. You said you look around what the trends are, right? And you're like, okay, that's a cool trend. I'm going to try to do something with that. And then you get a lot of momentum with those. Some are hits, some are misses. When you have a hit, it's good. Push it. Keep having fun with it. What's, besides it must be nice, what else is something that you've done that really hit you? You're like, what was a surprise? What was a video that you did that was, oh, I didn't expect it to have that many views?
So I made a video about when Spanish speakers come to the dealership. Long story short, it's a very quick video, 5 seconds. Took literally no planning or thought process at all. I was on lunch break with one of my friends. He's a Hispanic salesman. His name is Marco. Shout out to my brother, Marcos.
Yeah.
We was at work one day and I was like, he was sitting there eating his food with Red Bull in his hand. I was like, I'm going to walk by your desk. I'm going to say to the Spanish customer up front, he needs help. And he said, it's speaky Spanish. And you're going to get up and say, where he at? And he's okay. He didn't know what I was talking about. So I walked by his desk. I'm like, yo, Marcos, is the customer up front. He said, just speaky Spanish. And then Marcos got up, drank the Red Bull. Was like, where he at, bro? 10 second video. Posted the video about 2 hours later, 10 million views.
Whoa.
10 million views.
Wow.
And I almost didn't post it because I was like, they might not laugh at this.
Yeah.
It might not be funny.
It's so crazy how that works out. You never know. The key is just to put work together and be consistent with it. You never know what's going to be the one that gains the traction. But the idea is to gain traction, consistency breeds all, though. Because of your consistency, it's been able to allow you to do a lot of other things in life, be able to speak at great events, travel all over this country, go to places you've never been, like Missouri, all places. St. Louis is such a unique time. It's the gateway to the West, what they call it. You want the big arch, right? It's a big deal, history-wise. And of course, we got Nelly that came from this town. You know, it's getting hot up in here.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's a great town. It's a great place. It's been blessings on blessings on blessings. What is your future plans? I know you're doing all this stuff, but you got to have some new goals, new direction that you're trying to go right now. You've been thinking about that?
Yeah, for sure. One thing about doing social media or doing content creation in general, you never know what tomorrow brings. Every day is a new day. I could wake up tomorrow, get an email from so-and-so with a brand new opportunity or so-and-so with a brand new opportunity, just like I woke up one day with an opportunity to be here right now. A lot of things I have planned for the future, just breaking off, doing different types of comedy, pursuing acting. Like, I've been reached out to by a couple casting directors.
Ooh.
Like reality things or like comedy series or whatnot. Mm-hmm. All that stuff is still kind of in the air. One thing about those situations is when you audition for something, you don't hear anything back for months. So just pursuing those type of things and just doing different types of comedy in general, possibly stand up too.
Oh, okay. I like that. I like that idea. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. Get uncomfortable. Push yourself. Do things that make you want to be more than you were yesterday, because you never know what tomorrow brings. Mm-hmm. But what you know what I can guarantee you will get tomorrow is all the stuff that you believe in if you put the work behind it. Right. I believe. I'm a big believer, and I know that faith without good works is dead. And if I put good works in, I'm going to get everything I want, mm-hmm. that I deserve. And I think that you're going to get all that plus some, because God math tells me you're going to get 10 times, 100 times, a million times what you get as long as you keep putting in what you want. And I love that, dude. And keep putting the work in, bro. You're an impressive young man. Getting to meet you, your energy is high, right? You got high level energy. You bring fun. Even when we were watching Paul Abdul, TLC, and Warren G, right? When we got to do that together, you were out there having a great time, man. That music comes from the generation before you, in a sense, right? I know that you know that music because you grew up on it. I'm sure you had your parents to listen
my
to
mom
it.
Used to
play right. All this so time. That's very nostalgic. I remember you streaming something live. Someone might have been your mom. And it was like, I remember just being like, how awesome is this right now? But yet you were in there getting down with it, having fun with it. And that just shows us what kind of person you are, that kind of personality where you just go out and enjoy everything that's in front of you.
When I'm in a moment like that, I just got to live it all up, bro. Because things like that, you got to put the phone down and just enjoy the moment. Because you don't get opportunities like that always. Paul Abdul, Warren G, TLC, don't go chasing waterfalls. That's crazy.
Come on, man.
That I don't want no
scrubs.
Vegas,
I don't want no scrubs.
I don't want no scrubs.
Hey, listen, man. You don't got to keep it on the down low.
But there is so many different things that automotive has done for you, including putting you inside of the room that Paul Abdul is in, Warren G is in, TLC is in, the Car Guy Coffee podcast crew is in, everybody in DC20. Automotive helped open that door for you. What would you say to your generation that would even consider a new way of going inside of a career path? Because we don't hear it inside of school. Hey, go be a car guy. Hey, go sell vehicles. Hey, go do what it is that we do as professionals. That doesn't get much love, right? It almost gets a lot of shade. You're bringing a lot of comedy, some joy to even some of the stigmas that are inside of the business, right? I love the video where he does a video where he says, 100 times almost inside of that video. But it's hilarious the way that you bring that comedy in. But what would you say to your generation that is, hey, what is it about the car business that I should even look at? Why should I not maybe look at the regular conventional career paths?
So what got me into the car business was I just needed a job quick. I was working at UPS. It was a seasonal position. I was a driver's helper. So I used to take the package to the door. He would just drive to each house. I threw the box to the door. That was it. That was my job for 2 months during the holidays. After that, I knew it was a seasonal position. And me always trying to plan my next move before my current move is over, I started applying on Indeed.com. So I'm on Indeed applying. It said Nissan car sales. I'm like, I think I can make a lot of money doing that. Okay, let's apply for car sales. So I apply for car sales. Then I get a call for an interview, and then boom, I start working there. Keep in mind, I don't know shit about cars. I don't even know what an interest rate is. APR, what does that stand for? I can tell you. I would have said APR. I don't know what APR is. And I'm sitting there doing an interview with the manager, and he's like, yeah, what do you like about cars? I'm like, yeah, they're nice, and yeah, that's it. And he's like, okay, why do you want to do car sales? I'm like, I want to make money. I just said, listen, I just want to make money and talk to people. And I guess I said the right thing.
That's something you want to hear.
Yeah, I'm going to sign you up. But pretty much I got to the dealership, and then, bro, what am I going to do here at the dealership, bro? I got this whole CRM in front of me with all these people calling him. I don't know what to say to nobody. What do I do? I'm fresh out of high school. So it's just one thing led to another. I started working ups on a lot because I realized if I could talk to them face to face, like people are literally walking into the dealership to buy cars. This is Outback Steakhouse. Mm-hmm. They walking in to buy food. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, if they came to the dealership, they obviously want something here. They could have looked online.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So I go outside. Hey, how y'all doing? I want to buy this car. I'm like, you do?
Like, you do?
Like right now.
It's so hard to do, guys.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, this isn't that bad. So boom, I sold my first car like that. Cut my tire at the dealership and everything.
Nice.
And then I really prospered at the dealership from working ups because a lot of my coworkers were lazy. They just wanted to sit down at the desk, make phone calls, and complain about having no one to sell nothing to. So I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with y'all.
Who are they calling?
That's it, man.
I don't know. What's he calling the right people? No. So I used to just stand outside all day sweating. Somebody pulling, hey, how y'all doing? I'm at the window. Even get out the car, I'm out the window. How are y'all doing? Oh, yeah, you can't look at the Murano? All right, bet. It's right over here. Let's come inside first so I can look at, see what you need, look at your needs and everything, assess your needs, make sure the car's got everything you need because we got a lot of trim levels and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Do my little salesman thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what I would do. And then I just found my love for it, bro, because I didn't really care for cars before I started working at the dealership, but just learning about the different features and whatnot and then seeing the different makes and models, it just grew on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you felt like you brought value to somebody. Like when you know more about a lot more about a vehicle and someone shows up and you can answer all these questions, you feel great. Like, man, I know my stuff, man. There's something great about that. No different than you doing with your social media posts. When you're out there at first, it was like, man, I've never done something like this before. And then you start doing it and then you start realizing, oh no, this is not that bad. This is actually great. This is actually helping my business, but not just helping my business, helping my brand, which means my brand is for everything I do in life, right? I can use this brand to help me start other businesses. I can use this brand to meet new people. I can use this brand to help me travel across this country. I can use this brand to help me help others sell cars. So you're doing all those things, brother. And we appreciate you so much, man. His story is phenomenal. And more of you all need to join this industry. More of you all need to think about possibly coming in here and showing a way. He came in and brought the social media game up to the next level. And there's a lot of car people out there that want to do it. They're just scared to take the steps, man. Reach out to Tito. I'm going to put up his tag, folks. It's at Tito Suave. You guys got to go. You have it on yours somewhere?
Or you, yes, sir. You, so you can find me on Instagram at the Tito Suave, on TikTok, Tito Suave 941.
It's the Tito Suave?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I need to change that really quick. Gotcha. Let me edit that. The
the Tito. The.
Yes, sir.
I like that. It's even better. So on Insta, this is how you get a hold of him right there. I look right?
Yes, sir. All right. Perfect.
Folks, reach out to him. Let him know how great he is. Follow his stuff. Share his stuff. Laugh at his stuff. Let your salespeople see his stuff so they can get inspired to do the same kind of work. Because when you have an environment at your store that allows people to do things like this, allows them to be themselves, not only will you get more traffic to your store and bring in a different clientele that you've probably never seen before, but you're going to have people that want to stay there and work with you. You're going to have people that are going to want to jump on board and be part of that team. I guarantee people came and started working there that were in his generation because they saw him there. And they're like, I want to work with Tito. I think that's a fun place to work.
Exactly.
So know that can happen. Allow your team to do that. And if you're scared, if your team doesn't want to, you do it. Let them see you do things like that. Let them see how fun you can be and then show them, hey, you guys can do it too. And I promise you, they'll follow the way. It's the only way to do things. Lead by example. And if you lead by example, you're always going to win, my friends. Tito, is there anything you want to say before we get out of here today?
No, just to piggyback off of what you said, honestly, bro, I was the youngest at my dealership when I started.
Amen.
The next oldest was like 34 years old. My best friend was 34 years old. We used to go to the bar at night. That's a crazy story. But after I started doing what I did, the amount of people who applied and came in after me who were even younger than me was through the roof.
I guarantee it. And what an opportunity. That's the next generation of car sales professionals, right? That's the next generation of buyers. You want to be able to let people see in your community, because even if they don't come in and sell cars or last, they're going to buy a car. And then when they do, they're going to come back there because it's younger people having fun the way that they like to have fun. So it feels familiar to them. If you want to make the car buying process easy for people, make it feel familiar, because then they're going to come. They don't feel so foreign. They don't feel so, I don't know what's getting ready to happen. I don't feel so uncomfortable anymore. Mm-hmm. So make it comfortable. Have fun with your staff. Let your staff have fun with your customers. And I promise you, it'll go a lot way. And you'll find people like Tito on your team. What would you do to have somebody like Tito, like somebody that came out of nowhere and said, you know what, I'm going to do this, and then built a huge brand at your store? You'd be blessed if that happened to you. So look for people like that. Look outside the box. Dive deep into that talent pool. Look for a diverse talent pool out there from people from all walks of life, and you'll be blessed in your store, I promise you.
Car guys, car gals, everybody in between, make sure that you do follow Tito. Make sure that you get inspired yourself to do what it is that you enjoy doing. It doesn't look like it's forced, because it's not forced.
Right.
He wants to have the fun. He wants to go ahead and reach out and also stretch himself a little bit, get a little bit of inspiration, and then get the motivation to get to work.
You can do it too, Car Guys and Car Gals, and we want to encourage you to do it. If you're going to fly like a solutionary, you got to wipe off the weight of unforgiveness, get focused on what you can do, stretch out and fly, and keep growing all the time. Tito, let's drop those F-bombs. Hands on the shoulders.
Let's do it.
On three. One, two, three.
Forgive. Focus. Focus. Fly. And keep growing. Keep growing.
Growing. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. We are live at Drive right now. DC 20 Unlocked is happening. You should be here.
And that's right.
If yes, you're sir. Not here right now, make sure that you keep tuning into the podcast. See the other incredible guests that we have. They're in their breakout sessions right now. You should make plans to be at the next DC 20 so that you can brew solutions just like our man Tito Suave is. I am Lou Ramirez, the Car Guy.
And I'm Frelinard, subprime hero.
You've been brewing solutions with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast with the one,
the only Tito Suave.
Appreciate you all for tuning in.
I appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
For more. We're out. Peace.